There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The book is The Dying Citizen by Victor Davis Hanson. And in two chapters, one called The Unelected, Victor Hanson, a scholar at the Hoover Institution, a classicist professor, recounts the story of what happened during the election year of 2020, and what happened to a social media platform called Parler. I welcome Devin Nunes, who is the guru and an executive of the social media platform Truth Social, because Parler and the events of the election of 2020 and the inauguration of 2021 tell a story that explains a Truth Social success and what it's built upon, which is a previous attack by the social media platform sympathy of the popular left. Devin, a very good evening to you. This isn't about Republican, Democrat. It's about freedom of speech. Your platform, Truth Social, follows the First Amendment. It's not about the correct position that's now fashionable. It's about any position maintained, especially celebrating dissent. I don't agree with you, but I'll defend to my death your right to say it. That story. In 2020 and 2021, there was a platform called Parler. You guided me to it at the time, and it was a joy to discover something that wasn't being monitored, that's a polite word, as Twitter was being monitored at the time, especially if you were dissenting or on the conservative side, or your views were considered unacceptable. That's how Twitter was conducting itself. So we went to Parler, and then suddenly Parler got shut down, not by the federal government, but by private enterprise. What happened, Devin, and what did you learn from that? Good evening to you.
John, great to be with you. And it's largely the Parler fiasco is how I ended up leaving Congress and starting Truth Social with President Trump. So I, as you recall, in early 2020, Parler was started. I think it actually started in late 2019. They were kind of working the bugs out. And then I was the first congressman to get onto Parler. And I want to say I got on it in February of 2020 because I had been shadow banned by Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, meaning that people couldn't see my posts. I was not very popular with the fake news and the social media companies. So, now we've learned from the Elon Musk Twitter files exactly how they did the shadow banning. And I believe that Elon Musk is now having problems just trying to figure out the code that was built in order to shadow ban people to where certain people's posts aren't seen. So on the Parler situation, John, I didn't really have anywhere else to go. And it was really a phenomenon where lightning was really just caught in the bottle, where just every month I just started to add. And then pretty soon I was getting a lot of interaction. I mean, more than I ever received on, say, an Instagram or a Twitter. It was quite shocking, especially I remember around June and July of 2020. I mean, all of a sudden it really started to take off. And then a few other members of Congress joined, some senators, not too many, but a lot of the conservative kind of talking heads that were on social media, they all started to get accounts. And Parler started to skyrocket. And, you know, I'll never forget, like, I all of a sudden I had as many followers on Parler as I had on the other platforms. And I was getting just massive interaction. And leading up to the election. And then I went on to Rumble, and we can come back to that story later. But after the election, it continued to grow, the 2020 election, because people were finding that they would get uncensored information from there. You could find the people that you actually followed. And then what I still believe to be the worst day in modern American history was the day that some 30 different companies in early January or in mid-January of 2021, they believe that the word on the street was that President Trump was going to move to Parler, and because they booted him off, they booted Trump and millions of other Americans off of all the other platforms. So Parler really shot up in those final couple weeks, and then 30 companies ended up completely what I call nuking Parler from the planet. So woke corporations under control by the left, the largest companies in the world that I like to say are bigger than most historical global empires, completely annihilated Parler as a company because they refused to do business with them. They cut them off completely. And so Parler lost all their servers, all their database, all their ability to communicate via email, via cell phone, via payment processing, you know, via advertisers, you name it. They were kicked off the Apple App Store. They were kicked off the Google Play Store. It was like they just, one day they had millions of people, and the next day, poof, they were gone. There was nothing. There was nothing left. And it was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my political lifetime. And, you know, largely it's, you know, I went around the country in 2021. I think I did several interviews with you talking about it. And you may recall the book that I wrote, Countdown to Socialism, which I wrote in January or July of 2020, a full 6 months before Parler got nuked. I kind of predicted it. I didn't know they were going to go that crazy, but I was talking about how these social media platforms were creating a funnel, a disinformation funnel, and funneling the fake news through it. So, John, that's, you know, really the difference between, you know, knowing what happened to Parler. You know, we have built True Social piece by piece, brick by brick, really building out a whole separate internet where we're not reliant on any of these companies. And I will say the only two that we are reliant on, that everybody is, because they're, you know, complete monopolies, and that is that you have to be in the Apple App Store because half the country has iPhones, and you have to be in the Google Play Store because the other half of the country have Android phones. And so we have to really, you know, follow you know, their guidelines to a T. And look, and we know it, we're being held to different standards than all the other apps are in the country and in the world. But, you know, for us, we don't really care because, you know, we want a family friendly atmosphere. We don't tolerate any illegal activity. So that's really the key thing. If you have anything that gets on the platform illegal, they can kick you off their stores. So that's why we have, you know, but we will not, you know, do political for political speech, right? So if you have an opinion on a political issue, you know, we will not change, you know, anything. We won't ban anyone for that at all.
Yeah,
the only vulnerability. That's the only vulnerability we really have is that, you know, someday if, let's say, the Republicans weren't in control of the House right now and things got really bad, I mean, I could see them putting pressure, the left, but putting pressure like they do every day. I mean, they do every day to the Google Play Store and Apple, making up things about us, fake news about us, about how, you know, we have all these conspiracy theorists. So there is constant pressure, but, you know, we fully abide more so than any other platform because we don't tolerate anything illegal on True Social. So it puts them in a bit of a bind where I think it's very tough for them to ever boot us off.
Let me recount what I've learned from you is that Parler did not think through its vulnerability to something that had never happened before. Private enterprise, Silicon Valley, controlling the platforms, the servers where the platforms abided, and the sales where the platforms presented themselves to the public, the Google Android store and the Apple store. Nobody thought through, what if they shut us down? It was impossible to imagine why that would happen. The reason at the time offered was that there was conspiracy being permitted on Parler, sometimes called free speech, otherwise called dissent. And therefore, we have a need to shut this down so we're not associated with conspiracy. They didn't characterize it as anti-American. They didn't characterize it as undermining freedom. They didn't characterize it as disinformation about COVID. They just said conspiracies are being repeated, and therefore we're shutting it down. As you say, it was because Donald Trump might have used Parler, although, you know, he had 70 million followers, as I recall, at the time before when Twitter shut him down. There was no way he was going to build that number that quickly on a platform that had just started. And they shut it down and it disappeared. I know, as mm-hmm. you guided me to it, it was just not available. It was gone. And the dialogue that I'd had, because, you know, I post my podcast, and the dialogue that had been started just disappeared into vaporized. And you at True Social learned that that is a possibility again. So you've constructed your hardware and your software. Maybe you can't prevent it entirely, but you can slow them down. Is that a fair way to measure this?
Well, John, we've actually constructed a whole new internet superhighway. Everything we do is, we're mainly relying on Rumble, which we can talk about that. But between True Social and Rumble, we're building out, entire infrastructure that essentially we're building new rails that everyone can ride on.
Okay.
And so there's so outside of the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, outside of that, there's no way that they can shut us down.
All right, let's talk about Rumble. Rumble was something you introduced to me at the time you did Parler, but they were not connected. Rumble was video, Parler was audio or posting. What is Rumble?
Yeah, so Rumble is a YouTube alternative. Started as a YouTube alternative, and basically a back end player. And actually, John, you may remember this. I started my own podcast. And I still have it today. We now feature people that are on True Social. I kind of brought it back. But back when I first started my podcast, it was built in order to, it was the only way I could really reach supporters of mine, my constituents, people in California, people around the United States and around the globe. And matter of fact, John, I actually borrowed a lot of things from you on how I first designed my podcast, really doing policy issues, interviewing newsmakers, things of that nature. And it was in early 2020, another interesting time for, kind of the same time that I'm getting on Parler. I got a call from a guy named Dan Bongino, who is one of the largest conservative podcasters now in the country. And Dan says, man, what are you doing with your podcast? You're in the top 20. Like, it's crazy. Like, every time you post this, thing's going wild. And I was the first congressman to have a podcast. Now, I was doing it out of pure survival. It was the only way that I could reach my supporters, because I sure as hell couldn't rely on the fake news. And I couldn't, of course, rely on social media because I was being shadow banned. So Dan Bongino tells me, look, you've got to do video at the same time. You can't just do audio. If you're doing this well on audio, you'll do even better on video. And so I didn't know much about YouTube. I had a little channel that I didn't really use very often. But the first one got like 5,000 views, and I thought, oh wow, that sounds pretty good. And then the next week it went down, and the next week it went down, and the next week it went down. I mean, John, pretty soon I was down to, like, if there could have been negative views, I would have had negative views on YouTube. And I just said, oh my God, I type in, my podcast, John, has a really difficult name. I know that would be tough for a search engine to pick it up, but it's called Devin Nunes Podcast. All right. So you would think you put in Devin Nunes Podcast, I'm being a little sarcastic here, but you would think you put it into YouTube, you would find it. Well, look, I haven't checked in a while, but you couldn't, it wouldn't come up. So nobody could find my podcast on YouTube. So I just said, gosh, you know, I didn't know what to do. And so we just started looking around for a video player. And we found this company, the small company in Toronto. They had been around for a while. They had a video player. And they were just getting into kind of being a YouTube alternative, but just at the beta testing level. They had, as a matter of fact, they kind of specialized. They carved a little niche for themselves with funny animal videos. So when I went to Rumble, John, it was basically me and funny animal videos. That was it. And John, in 3 weeks, so I had 10,000 followers on YouTube. In 3 weeks on Rumble, after my third podcast, I had 35,000 followers on Rumble, a platform nobody had ever heard of in the United States of America. And by the election, John, I achieved, it was, which was roughly in 4 months, I had almost 400,000 followers by the election of 2020. And then the rest is history, John. And then every conservative realized that they were either being shadow banned by YouTube, or it was a possibility that they might be kicked off YouTube, so they needed it as an insurance policy. And lo and behold, later, Dan Bongino actually became a big supporter of Rumble. He actually became an owner of Rumble. And he finally got completely booted off of YouTube. It's a great little story that, you know, Dan Bongino, I think, you know, thanks me for getting him onto Rumble, because, you know, he would have been banned and annihilated like so many people have been by YouTube, by Facebook, by places, by these social media companies. So, you know, I have this history with Rumble. You know, now I have 1 million followers on my on Rumble. And in fact, John, my video podcast with one of our, I don't know if you pay attention to Cat Turd. He's a great conservative voice. He's a little cat figure. He's on social media. And Cat Turd has his own little podcast now, but he's on True Social. And I interviewed him. And John, that video that went up last week is now getting close to 300,000 views on my Rumble channel. I mean, it's just simply amazing, you know, what happens when, you know, when you're not shadow banned.
Yeah.
You know, people like me and kind of creative figures like Cat Turd can, you know, all of a sudden, you know, get more views than CNN.
We're telling a story that isn't complete yet. Though Musk has access to the Twitter files, we don't have everything. There were Twitter executives testifying to the House of Representatives in these last days. And what we learned is that they were just following orders. There's more to learn. We do know that Twitter is no longer in the hands of people who are political actors. It's now in the hands of geeky people who are looking to make a dollar, which is how social media platforms are supposed to work. We're going to turn to...
John, one more item, though, that I think is you know, they've realized that they can't shut... They've done everything they can to stop True Social, right? I mean, they've done everything. They've tried, you know, bot attacks. They tried attacking us in the fake news, trying to get us kicked off of the app stores. You know, they've written our obituary, as you know, like every week a new obituary gets written about True Social, yet every single week we grow. And in fact, this week we had the busiest night ever, which was the night of the State of the Union, because Donald Trump decided to do live truthing. And it was our busiest day ever in the history of the platform. But they are doing something else that people should be really disturbed about. You know, we're here trying to build out True Social. And, you know, riding on the Rumble rails, Rumble has now cloud. We use their cloud, their video, and then we're helping them build out their ad center so that we, you know, so that we have everything is basically between us and Rumble that we use, so we don't have to rely, so we can't have the parlor effect happen to us. But one of the things that, you know, that we need is we need financing. And, you know, if we're going to compete with a Jeff Bezos or an Elon Musk for that matter, you know, we need to have access to the public markets. And, you know, there's been a merger that's been announced for even before I left Congress, that True Social is supposed to become a public company, and then be able to have, it was some over, you know, about $300 million from the finance company. People in the public could be able to buy the shares and own the shares. Yet the Biden SEC is stopping the merger from happening. It's essentially been in a stall position. So they've moved from, they can't get any of the woke corporations to shut down True Social because we don't use any of the woke corporations. But what they can do is keep us on just a shoestring budget where we can't compete with the likes of a Bezos or a Microsoft or what have you, by not allowing us access to millions of Americans that would want to own shares that would then give us, you know, more than abundant capital to go out and build and advertise a serious competitor to these social media companies. And, you know, this True Social success, John, has largely been built off of Donald Trump, because he's, you know, a very popular figure with a big following. Myself and the millions of people who don't want to be on the tech tyranny platforms. And that's it. You know, we haven't had an ability to, you know, like a real, you know, if you think about Twitter and Facebook and these companies, they had massive advertising budgets as startups that went public to help build their company. And so, you know, we've had to kind of be slow and methodical and open up, you know, slowly around the world. So anyway, I just want to point that out, because it's something that, you know, that, you know, we're going to try to bring this to a head, with the Biden SEC. I mean, are you really serious about not letting us, a private company, and not letting a finance company where the shareholders have voted to extend because they said they want to get this deal done too, but instead you just have it under a constant investigation that never ends, and so that it essentially does the opposite of what the SEC was created for. The SEC was there to protect, was created by Congress in the 1930s after the stock market crashed, John. It has a very basic function. One is to protect shareholder value, and two is to allow capital formation so small companies like ours, private companies, can have access to those Americans that would want to invest in our company. Pretty simple. And it's hard to imagine how the Biden administration can justify doing what they're doing to True Social and to the finance company that we are trying to merge with. It's a developing story. It's gone on way too long. And, you know, look, we're going to have that fight this year and see where it goes. But it's just another form of cancellation, John, that I don't think people realize is going on, that ought to scare the living hell out of every American that this is happening. But, you know, because it's conservative, because it's Donald Trump, because it's me, you know, the fake news doesn't write about it. They write as if it's normal, and it's not normal. It's not okay. To what they're, you know, how, you know, we are being treated, and these Americans are being treated that have bought shares in the finance company.
Devin Nunes, the CEO and guru of True Social, the social media platform that practices the First Amendment all the time. We're going to turn to news of the week. The State of the Union was eclipsed by a shadow that looks a great deal like a giant balloon. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribes Olaire, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
AI agents are everywhere. automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.